Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about the difference between something being morally wrong and something being a bad decision. This week I want to talk about the question of why. So a lot of people come into therapy because things aren't going the way they want them to be. And it could be in any number of areas, right? Maybe their marriage isn't what they want it to be. Maybe their parenting isn't what they want it to be. Maybe their job, maybe their life. Something's going on that isn't the way they want it to be. And so a lot of people come into therapy because they want to figure out what's going on and how they can make changes. Kind of basic stuff. And usually in order to kind of figure out what's going on, there has to be at some point, we have to ask the question of why. But to me, there are two different types of why. The first one is, why is something happening, right? Why am I experiencing what I'm experiencing? And the second one is, why am I doing what I'm doing? And for me, they both are somewhat valid when it comes to the therapeutic context, right? Understanding why something's happening to me is important, but also understanding why I'm doing what I'm doing to me is equally, if not more important. But I think it's really important to understand that these are not the same question. These are not even close to the same question. Why something is happening is actually usually pretty easy to answer. So for instance, say somebody comes in and they're having problems at work. And maybe these problems come down to the way they communicate with other people. And so maybe people are coming to them, asking them for questions, or maybe they're interacting with coworkers and they're just kind of rude, or maybe they're gruff, or they don't want to be there, or they're grumpy, or whatever it is. And so then they get feedback that mirrors this. So their boss comes to them and says, hey, you know what? We had some concerns about the way you've been talking to people and we're going to have to discipline you. Or, hey, you know what? We've had some concerns about the way you're interacting with your coworkers and we need to bring that to your attention. And that's usually sort of the start of the problems. That's usually what kind of gets the person's attention and makes them realize there's a problem. But it seems like for a lot of people, their very first response is to go into, why is this happening? Why am I having problems at work? Why am I unhappy at work? Why am I unhappy with my kids? What's going on that's making me feel the way that I'm feeling? And it usually is sort of externally based. And so it's, you know, I'm unhappy in my marriage because my wife doesn't seem to be very affectionate towards me. Or I'm having problems with my kids because they don't really want to be around me. And then the next question is, well, why is this happening? And for me, this first one's actually usually pretty easy. It's usually things like, you know, I haven't been spending time with my wife, and so she doesn't feel very connected to me. That's why we're having problems in our marriage. Or someone and their kids have been having a lot of conflict about their kids growing up, and so their kids are distancing themselves. And so really on its face, the reason why it's happening is because your kids are trying to get distance between you and them. And so understanding why things are happening, why I'm having trouble at work, why I'm having trouble at home, to me, those things are usually pretty easy. It's really simply a matter of, a lot of times, of saying, you know what, if this was happening in any other situation, or if this was happening to anybody else, what would likely be the outcome? If anybody had 10 or 15 years of minimally interacting with their wife, what would their relationship be like? Or if anybody insisted on controlling their kids' behaviors after they were adults, the relationship would suffer. And so we don't need to really spend a lot of time analyzing why things are happening. Why am I unhappy? Why is my marriage suffering? Why is my relationship with my kids? Usually those answers are right there on its face. You know, my kids don't like the way I'm parenting them. I'm not changing, and that's why we're having problems. It's really on its face. And for a lot of people, this is the question they really want to know. Why am I going through what I'm going through? And for a lot of people, this is a good place to stop. That's all they really want to know. And so they come in and they say, you know what? I'm unhappy at work. Why is this happening? And what they really want to hear is, this is happening because your boss is a jerk, or this is happening because your wife is being unreasonable, or this thing is happening because your kids are just brats and they need to grow up a little bit. And that's what people want to hear. They want to come in, they want to ask the question of why, and what they really want to hear is that the answer has nothing to do with them. In truth, that's actually the worst answer, because if you come into me and you say, why is this happening? And I say it's happening because other people are doing it to you, you're as powerless as you were when you came in. There's nothing you can do. And so if you come in and the answer to your problems is somebody else, there's not a whole hell of a lot you can do to fix that. There's not a whole lot you can do to fix somebody else. And so coming into therapy and asking the question of why is this happening, to me, is either avoidant. You know, the person's sort of asking the question because they're trying to get me to point to somebody else. Or even if it's genuine, it tends to be ineffective. So that even if we label it the right way, it's not really going to be terribly helpful even if we do. And then this brings me to the second why. The second why to me is not why is this thing happening. The question to me is why am I behaving the way I'm behaving? Why am I doing what I am doing? If my marriage isn't going the way I want it to be, what am I doing to contribute to that? What am I bringing to the equation? And people generally and genuinely do not like this exercise too much. Because more often than not, not always, but more often than not, if there's something going on in my life that I don't like, there's usually some part of it that I'm playing. And so if I'm unhappy in my marriage, there's usually something I'm doing that's going to contribute to that situation. Maybe I didn't start the situation, but there's something I'm doing to contribute to it. Look, I've worked with plenty of couples. And when people come in, it's very rarely 50-50. It's not usually both spouses are kind of equally culpable. One of them's usually a little worse than the other one, just truthfully. One of them's a little less patient. One of them's a little more explosive. One of them's a little more argumentative. One of them's a little less invested in improving the relationship, whatever it might be. But very rarely is it actually 50-50. It's usually like 60-40, sometimes even 70-30, but it's very rarely 50-50. But one thing I will say is that it's never 100-0. It's never just somebody else's fault. And so the reason why people hesitate asking the question of why is because they know if they say, why am I doing what I'm doing? We're going to be talking about them. We're going to be focused on them. We're going to be focused on you. We're going to be focused on the things you're doing incorrectly. We're going to be focusing on the things you're contributing to the situation that's making it not work the way you want it to work. And to me, this is the question. This is the question that to me underlines everything else we do in therapy. Because if you come in and you tell me I'm losing my temper at work, I can work with you on how to better manage your temper. We do that with kids. You know, count to 10, go for a walk, go punch a punching bag, scream in a pillow, whatever it might be. We have all sorts of ways that I could teach you to better manage your anger. Real question to me isn't how can I better manage my anger? The real question to me is, why am I getting angry? Why are the things around me upsetting me so much? Because if I understand that, I will fix my anger problem. If I understand that the reason why I'm getting upset is because I'm generally frustrated with my life overall, I will change the way I react to other people. I promise you. And so for a lot of people, they want to focus on the first why something's happening, when the real answers lie in the second one. Why am I responding the way I am? And for me, spending our time questioning why something's happening is minimally effective. Even if we get the right answer, we can't really do much to change it. And so for me, why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? Is the question. It is the avenue that eventually gets us to the goals we want to achieve. And that's what we want, right? We want to reflect on our behaviors. We want to reflect on what we're bringing to a situation, because ultimately, that's what we can change. We can change what we do. We can't change what anybody else does. We can't change what anybody else brings to a situation. We can change what we do. And that's what we want. We want to make changes where we need to. We want to achieve our goals, and we want to have the best, happiest life we can have. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.